Moon Unknown. Long ago in the city of Rome, a young child named Aeneas found himself staring at the moon and wondering,
why does the moon exist? And why does it behave like the sun?
The next morning, Aeneas went to ask Apollo, the sun god, to see if he knew anything about the moon.
Who is this?
I am Aeneas. I wish to seek information about the moon's existence.
I may be the sun god, but I have no clue why the moon exists.
Do you know anything else?
I'm sorry, but I don't know anything.
Okay.
Aeneas was determined to find the answer he was looking for. Because of that, he decided to embark on a journey.
If Apollo didn't know the answer to my question, then I think I'll need to ask every god and goddess I know.
Aeneas did end up asking every god and goddess he knew, but all the responses were the same.
I have no clue.
But one god, Saturn, the god of agriculture, has some information.
I'm very sorry, Aeneas. I do not have any information for you. Yet, I do know a moon goddess.
Where can I find her?
You can find her at the bottom of Mount Olympus.
Thank you.
Aeneas finally reached Mount Olympus when the moon goddess Diana appeared.
Who are you?
I am Aeneas. I wish to ask why...
If you wish to talk to me, you may only do so on the night of a full moon.
Okay.
After 5 long nights, Aeneas was more than ready to ask his question one last time.
You may ask your question.
I want to know why the moon exists and why it behaves exactly like the sun.
If you wish to know, the moon exists to give mortals light when the sun has gone down. The reason why the moon acts like the sun is because I ride a chariot across the sky, just as Apollo does.
Thank you!
And so Aeneas, finally having the answers to his question, told all the people in his town.